Abregu, his first, team second. And the old-fashioned three-point play coming for Dalton Oki here, who ties it back up at four apiece. Dalton Oki, that 6'7", a senior here, and it goes off the back of the iron. No good. We're tied at four. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first. Peck with the ball right to left across your radio. Number 12, Cody Abregu dribbles up, kicks it out to Caleb Dudley, now at the top of the key. Back into the hands of Dylan Dankenbring. Dudley gets possession again, drives down into the lane, retreats a bit, trying to go up from the right block, kicks it back out to Dankenbring for the long jump shot. This one's no good, and rebounds himself, kicks it back out to number 12, Cody Abregu. Resets the offense, 4:20 left in the first. Tied at four. And he tries to go on the anticipated pass on the baseline. This one goes out of bounds. Second turnover for Pack of the Night. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach, 90 feet from their own hoop.
That was supposed to go to Caleb Dudley, who was showing a lot of good speed. And he just stopped in mid-tracks, and ball went out of bounds. Harbor Beach attacking now.
Cody Seaman feeds it to Dalton Oki, get in the paint. Stops and actually feeds it off the backboard. This one's in for two. Nice looking moves to feed it into Dalton Oki thus far. And Harbor Beach with their first lead of the night. It's 6-4.
I can't remember the last time the Harbor Beach had such an inside presence as Dalton Oki.
Right, what, Nathan Rubel back in 99, 2000, somewhere in there? Down to the key, Dylan Dankenbring. Over to Cody Abregu, left wing. Picks up his dribble left wing. Back up to Caleb Dudley, top of the key. Back over to Cody Abregu. 3.5 to play in the first. 6-4, Harbor Beach by two. Dankenbring to the free throw line to Kyle Abregu. Dudley gets it, drives into the lane, lets this one up, and we have a whistle, and this can be a block against Harbor Beach, and that sends Caleb Dudley to the line for two shots. Fouls against 5-0 of Harbor Beach. That's Dalton Oki, his first, team second for Harbor Beach. Fouls right now is 2-2 for Peck and Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach leading 6-4 at the line. Caleb Dudley, 5'10 senior. First free throw, that one looked smooth, and it went in.
This is where Dalton Oki has to be really smart and not pick up number two.
3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Caleb Dudley trying to tie this back up with a made free throw, and he does. We're back tied up at six. We had one lead change, two ties this far, and it's stolen by Tom Gallagher. Here comes Peck. Third turnover for Harbor Beach. Feeds it into Calabrego, right block. He goes to the lane, turns around, and we have a whistle. And he's going to be going to line for two shots. Another
like
foul against Harbor Beach.
Jason Gaffke, I believe.
The foul is against number 24, Jason Gaffke indeed. Third team foul for Harbor Beach. And at the line, number 25, Kyle Abregu. He has 2 points the night. First free throw attempts on the night. First one's good. Peck so far, 3-for-3 for the free throw line. And they regain the lead at 7-6. Second free throw, no good. I jinxed him. Jason Gaffke with the rebound. And we have a foul against number 15 for Peck. Tom Gallagher, his first on the rebound, hit team's third. Good officiating crew here. Cody Seaman bringing it up for Harbor Beach. Now hands it off to Josh Shelkey. Less than 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's 7-6, Peck leading by one. Austin Seltz, top of the key, gets the pass from Josh Shelkey.
Dankenbring and Oki are having a nice battle on the inside.
They feed it to Oki, left block, kick it over to Seltz, right block, up to Josh Shelkey in the free throw line. Feeds it down to Cody Seaman on the give and go. Oki gets the rebound, little short of this one. Finally brought in by Peck, Cody Abregu. The red and black trying to force it down the court, and this one is blocked by Josh Shelkey as he tries to go down the court and out of bounds, Peck ball. Peck gets the ball underneath their own hoop, 2.5 to play in the first, 7-6, Peck leading by one. Cody Abregu into Dudley in the left corner, back up to Kyle Abregu, left wing. Cody Abregu in the corner, dribbling against Jason Gaffke. Taking their time now. Cody Abregu nearly at half court, being guarded by 15 feet of Austin Seltz. Harbor Beach coming out a little bit of a matchup zone. Feed it into Kyle Abregu. This one stripped away by Austin Seltz. Harbor Beach ball. Josh Shelkey, left wing, trying to force it on the transition here. Goes up for the layup, and he is fouled. So Josh Schelke going to the line for Harbor Beach. Two shots coming. Foul is against number 15, Tom Gallagher, and that's his second. Early foul trouble for him and the team's fourth. Josh Schelke's first free throw is up, and this one's good. Josh Schelke has 1 point in the night, ties it back up at 7 apiece.
Like two heavyweight fighters just kind of exchanging.
And the second free throw is good. So Harbor Beach back out to a 1 point lead, 8-7. Three lead changes, three ties thus far with a minute 53 left in the first quarter. 8-7, Harbor Beach over Peck. Cody Abrego goes to work against Dalton Oki, backs him down, rebounds no good. And Josh Schelke's forcing down. It's one on two. Schelke goes up, lets it out of control. Good no call. And a wide open Gallagher for Peck goes up for the layup, and it's good. Lead back to Peck, 9-8. Minute 25 left in the first quarter. Gaffke to Schelke, top of the key. Dribbles once, kicks over to Seltz, left wing. That's a sweet spot for the three. Passes it back to Gaffke at the free throw line, over to Schelke, right wing. Feeds it into Oki, double team coming. One dribble, fadeaway jump shot, that one's good.
That was pretty.
Darn good there. Dalton Oki with 6 points in the night, gives the lead back to Harbor Beach, 10-9. 60 seconds remain in the first quarter here.
So anytime Oki gets the ball, he's already being guarded by Dankenbrink, but they're gonna bring in Abrego, Kyle Abrego as well, for the double team.
Kyle Abregu over to Dankenbrink for the long jump shot. Well, a foot inside the three, and it's good. It's 11-10. Peck by one. 35 seconds left in the first. And Ron Rubel's calling for one shot for Harbor Beach. Cody Seaman, top of the key to Josh Schelke, right wing from about 30 feet.
25 seconds to go.
Caleb Dudley guarding from 12 feet. So Schelke just hanging on to the ball here.
Less than 20.
It's like watching the credits of the Wheel of Fortune just to watch the Powerball.
Yeah, they're about ready to start just about now. Ten seconds left to go.
Josh Schelke starts to move in action, kicks it to Gaffke at the free throw line, and feeds it down to Josh Schelke in the right block. A nice give and go there. And Josh Schelke gets the lead back, and he steals it, throws up the three. This one's no good. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. Harbor Beach leading by a mere point, 12-11 over the pack on the WLEW Sports Network.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Well, that's one heck of a quarter there, as it's 12-11, Harbor Beach leading by 1 point. In the first quarter there, we had six lead changes, three ties, and it's a one-point game right now.
Harbor Beach's ball inbounding right now.
Cody Seaman, top of the key, over to Austin Seltz, right wing. Josh Schelke, top of the key, dribbling now. Feeding it to Dalton Oki, and this one's tipped away, but Oki gets it back. Seltz for three, right wing, yes! Austin Seltz, first points of the night, makes it count for a three. That's the largest lead for Harbor Beach of the night, 15-11.
Look for Caleb Dudley to do the same thing on the other side.
Into the corner to Gallagher, feeds it into the live base, and we have appeared to be a block, but it's actually going to be a block foul against Dalton Oki as Kyle Abrego went up for the layup right underneath the basket. Dalton Oki got a little bit of a body into him. That will send Kyle Abregu to the line for two shots.